Oh, I was definitely confident that it could be a fast turnaround. There's so many teams that in the league, it's been proven under the salary cap system of quick turnarounds, like the Saints go 3-13 to the championship game. We were a run-and-shoot team, and 2 years later, we were in the Super Bowl under Coach Reeves. And so here, you know, Coach has proven he's the best offense, you know, the best running game. It's the best, most points scored since he's been here. So there's massive injuries last year, all those players on reserve injured. So, and they had a great draft. We had a great free agency. And so I believe that it is a quick turnaround.
What's your primary responsibility?
I'm assistant general manager with Jeff Goodman, working with Jim Goodman. All of us are going to work on the salary cap, college and pro. Jeff and I are going to both negotiate the contracts, and basically it's a team united of communication and shared responsibilities and getting talent in here to help us win.
Yeah, so. Jeff was saying that he thinks of things as a lawyer, having been an attorney, and as a scout, having been a scout. How about you?
Well, my background is from coaching for 5 years, and then to player personnel and salary cap for the last seven. So it's a solid background football-wise to help contribute as a teammate.
And your thoughts in coming to the Broncos when you got this opportunity, was it a no-brainer?
No-brainer. Outstanding opportunity. Like I say, from afar, it's the best in the last 35 years with Pittsburgh there. So it's a sterling franchise. It's the best. I mean, great ownership, solid proven coaching, and the wins. So it was easy to rank my opportunities and say if I can get to Denver, it'd be outstanding. So I was fortunate and honored to get the opportunity after the draft. Well, it offered an opportunity to contribute with, like you say, the Jeff and Jim, to contribute at a level where, you know, your voice can be heard, and we, like you say, there's give and take, and we all work together on all those different phases. So we end up, it was a great opportunity. It's not like it was a 20-year GM and you get a chance to work under him. It was almost like a team concept to where we're all going to contribute to help win games.
And now, was the job in Green Bay that you were up for, was that Andrew Brandt's?
Andrew Brandt left the Packers, and I interviewed with Ted Thompson for the vice president of the Packers.
Did that interview process at all help you?
It helped me prepare for yes, I mean, it was, you know, you don't get interview opportunities often, so it helped me prepare to look back and see what I can do. So
had you interviewed at any time in this
country? There was multiple teams that sent faxes, and in the NFL they can deny you opportunities to speak to the other team. I was fortunate that Coach Shanahan and Rich McKay worked it out here. Yeah, I've been denied every time.
But it wasn't something that bothered you?
No, well, that's the system that's created. That's the NFL that you know, you have to have permission to interview. So, but I had, you know, multiple things turned down. So.
What do you aspire in your career, GM?
Really, I just want to win. That's first, and really, the career path is, I'm just fortunate to be here to have that opportunity to win. And that's what's primary for me. And I have a high expectation for the team. We all have competitive work ethic and desire to win. So that's, like I say, it's a you know, down the road, whatever happens, but it's great to be here. Front office, yeah. Right. I had a business background. I went to Florida State, played football there, got my MBA. So I always had this higher end business background. And then when the opportunity came, when Arthur Blank bought the team in 2002, they needed a salary cap operations, football operations type person. And I ended up got that opportunity. And so I made the change from coaching staff to the front office.
How do you expect this all to end?
I think it's going to be great. I think it. We all have a team mindset. It's communication, and we're a united front, and we're all going to work together in college and pro and salary cap, and try to help improve the team in every phase. So, you know, Coach Shanahan set high standards in every department, and so it's going to be. I think it's going to be a great team environment where there's selflessness and there's no egos, and it's really working using our expertise, our different backgrounds, to help get the team better. Well, it's not traditional, but there are teams that are kind of set up. Like in Miami, there's an executive vice president of football operations, and then there's the GM and salary cap people in college and pro. So, and Coach Shanahan's the head coach also, and he's the executive vice president of football operations. So, there are some situations like that where maybe the titles aren't the same like are in Denver, but the structure's there where, you know, we're all working together. So,
the responsibility, therefore, is shared equally, good or bad, in this kind of a committee approach, right?
Right. There's a point person for each different area, but the other two people are also involved in it. So
you're the point person for what?
The long-term and short-term strategic planning of the salary cap, we're all three going to negotiate contracts, and we're all going to work in college, and we're all going to work in pro. So, Jeff will lead be the point person in pro, and Jim will be over college, but he's also in everything else. And so all of us, it's like you say, it's a group team concept.
So if you guys have your eye, let's say your scouts tell you there's somebody here, you all get together, put you all that
together. Absolutely, watch tape together. Communicate and research together. There's so much information in the NFL. There's 3,000 players on the rosters right now, and there's 20,000 street free agents. They're all dying to get in the league. So there's so much management of data and planning and organizing, directing all those operations within each. So that's how we do it.
So the structure would be the three of you, and then Shanahan, the organization.
He's
it goes like that. You three would be
side by side and working for Coach.
So, who has the final decision? Who has the final say?
There's no issue. I mean, like you say, in college or pro and salary cap, we all work together and we bring it to Coach. And that's how we do it. So, really, like you say, we all have different backgrounds. We all have different, expertise, but we're all working together.
When do you think you were ready for this move? Was it this season or were you ready?
I've been ready for, I would say, the last 4 or 5 years, but this year I had all these opportunities occur. So I knew it was time to break, and it was an outstanding opportunity.
Did what you went through in the last 4 or 5 years make you an even better candidate? Because you went through some turmoil with your friends.
Well, yeah, I would say so. I agree with that because with Coach Reese, we took a run and shoot team, and 2 years later we were in the Super Bowl against the Broncos. And then we had a bunch of injuries to Jamal Anderson. We built it back up when we drafted Michael Vick and went to the championship game. Well, we went to the playoffs in 2002, beat Green Bay, lost at the end to Philadelphia. Then he breaks his leg, and then we won at the end of the year when he came back. And then we built it back up with Coach Moore and went to the championship game. And then we went 8-8. Well, we went started 17-7, and then we went 8-8, 7-9, and then the thing happened with Washington, University of Washington. So then, and then seeing everything last year with Petrino and Vic going down. So it was, I've seen a lot of different situations. I've seen a lot of legal situations and arbitration hearings. I've dealt with all types of negotiations in college and pro, doing the largest deal with Michael Vick and doing first round picks, dealing with college scouting for the last 11 years, dealing with pro personnel the last 5. So, I got a great opportunity there to basically get to this point with all the different experiences. And
had a meeting with him.
Hey, Brian Zanders.
Could you just describe, probably into the story, but your focus in this three-headed monster, your role in this GM partnership?
Well, I'm assistant general manager, and Jeff is too, and Jim is vice president. We all work together. We're all going to share responsibilities. There is a point person in each area. I'm the point person in SIRECAP, and long term, short term. All three of us negotiate contracts, but you know, Jeff and I will share a majority of them when Jim's on the road. But we're all going to work in pro and college together. So. And that's how we're all trying to get the team better. It's the talent acquisition business, and we're trying to always work through all the information and availability to improve the roster for Coach.
So are you going to be the main point person for Ryan Clady's contract?
Yes. Well, Jeff and I will work on it together, but I'll be the point person with Pat Dye. And then Jeff will do Royal, but I'll be with him. And then so the biggest thing is to we're going to over-communicate, we're going to teach each other, we're going to learn from each other, we're going to work together, we're going to win together. And so that's what's going to, that's how we're setting it up, and Jim's going to negotiate some contracts too for the draft. So it's almost like we all have different backgrounds, we all have different expertise, and we're all in this together to help structure-wise to get to win, get back to winning, like Coach has set the standard.
Have you had any initial discussions with Clady's people? Are you anticipating? Do you have any idea what kind of negotiation you're in for with them?
I've dealt with Pat Dye for 7 years in Atlanta. He had Brooking and Rod Coleman and some other players. We've exchanged phone calls, and that's it so far. But we're going to ramp up the negotiations very soon.
Is it tougher trying to sign an offensive lineman when he's picked that high? I mean, the lineman contracts, the offensive lineman contracts, so they're catching up. Certainly don't seem to be in the range of any positions that maybe you'd see going to number 12 pick. Is this going to be a tougher negotiation because of that?
Well, the top rookie deals are it's just a slotting process, and the guarantees are, there's an increase from last year, and you have to negotiate what structure you want. The offensive lineman contracts are, mostly based off, the incentives are based off of rookie of the year, honors, and playtime. So if you don't have a quarterback with all the variables there. So it is almost a simpler contract in terms of the backside incentives and escalators, but I don't foresee a problem. Pat Dye is a very reasonable and good agent.
All right, would you be in favor of a rookie salary cap like the NBA has?
Yes, absolutely. The higher end of that round has grown exponentially. Michael Vick got $11 million guaranteed in 2001, and Jamarcus Russell last year basically got $31 million guaranteed without ever playing a game. So the system hopefully will be adjusted and fixed. And in that NBA system is good, where it's basically a three-year contract, and if they prove themselves, the fourth year they get a lot of money, and then they're free. So
Brent is kind of a long-term salary cap guy. How do you deal with the kind of labor issues brewing in a few years? You don't know if it's going to happen or not happen.
Right.
How do you kind of plan?
Well, the owners of the NFL have an opportunity to either cancel the CBA at two different time frames, and like anybody, you want the best labor peace, and you hope that the higher-end negotiators at both levels, I heard they started this week, trying to fix the CBA or extend it and figure it out. The financing is changed from the previous years. But ideally, you'd want labor peace, because on Sundays in America, you want NFL football games never go away.
How does it affect your job, though? Because you have to kind of be thinking, well, there's different circumstances. If this is in place, if that's in place, if this.
There's multiple rules, and there's double-sided poison pills on each side to force both sides to come to the table. And there's the last cap year rules. There's 20, Deion proration rules, and there's complex mechanisms even on that rookie deal, Clady's deal. We'll have to plan for if there's an option bonus, it's touching the contract, and everything gets revalued by the management council at that time. So we have to navigate through all the different scenarios and all the rules to generate the best contract for the Broncos, but also be fair to the players. So.